99.9 FM W260C V Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. There are evacuation warnings in parts of California tonight as more wet weather moves in. There was even a flash flood warning in West Hollywood and Beverly Hills earlier. Correspondent Carter Evans is in the thick of it.
Driving on roads treacherous in Sacramento and the Bay Area, resulting in spinouts and close calls. Adeline Martinez and her baby girl were in the back seat when their SUV crashed into a median.
When the crash ended up happening, I woke up and the first thing was my baby. I checked that she was fine.
The state's central coast has already been inundated with more than 6 inches of rain in some areas.
Police in Colorado say they arrested Nicholas Jordan in Colorado Springs for the deadly shootings of a 24 and 26-year-old in on-campus housing from last Friday. Police Chief Adrian Vasquez.
I want to give my heartfelt condolences to the families of Sam and Celia, and to know that we are here standing with you, that we have put every effort into ensuring that justice is brought forward for Sam and Celia.
He says the suspect and the victims knew each other. Jordan is from Detroit and is enrolled as a student at the university. Escalating tensions in the Mideast. Houthis claim to have shot down U.S. MQ-9 Reaper drones in the Red Sea. Pentagon correspondent David Martin has that.
The Houthis claim they shot it down. U.S. officials say it appears to have crashed. Either way, the U.S. lost a drone off the coast of Yemen. Drones are used to hunt for missiles the Houthis are preparing to launch against commercial shipping in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden.
Alexei Navalny's widow says Russia is hiding his body and refusing to give it to his mother. The wife of the opposition leader, who was found dead last week, lives in exile outside Russia and is vowing to continue with her husband's mission. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
Yulia Navalnaya is in a perfect position to step into the structure that Alexei Navalny had created, a political movement with people all over Russia. He created an incredible investigative unit.
Some voice actors are embracing artificial intelligence.
Video game studios have been experimenting with voice artists like Andy McGee, whose demo reel is on Instagram.
Despite your best efforts to destroy me, I continue to grow on my own.
Replica Studios uses AI to adapt McGee's voice for other characters. McGee says it's a good deal for him because he's being fairly compensated. Actors Union SAG-AFTRA says Replica is using AI ethically and fairly.
CBS's Peter King says Replica's CEO says actors control how their voices are used and are actually making more money. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagihau. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has new legislative district maps that undo Republican gerrymanders going back more than a decade. Governor Evers signed the new boundaries into law on Monday. He says the results will be a legislature that reflects the will of the voters.
Wisconsin is not a red state. It is not a blue state. Wisconsin is a purple state, and I believe our map should reflect that basic fact.
Evers plans to ask the state Supreme Court to make the maps effective right away instead of waiting until the fall campaigns. Owners of electric and hybrid cars in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergency situations. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks' Damian Lillard named All-Star MVP.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The East beat the West in the annual NBA All-Star game by a ridiculous final score of 211 to 186, a new all-time record high. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard becoming the first player to win both the three-point competition and MVP.
It's definitely one of those things where people gonna look at the game and say they don't play defense, and some people don't take the competition serious. But for me, it was just a break from the season and an opportunity for me to just be successful at something.
Baseball veterans reporting to Brewers spring training camp, including their new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, who signed with the club after leaving the Phillies. A week later, the Brewers traded pitcher Corbin Burns to Baltimore. His reaction.
Anytime you lose a bona fide ace in this game, Corbin Burns, and he's really, really good, but, you know, an opportunity for some of the younger guys to step up.
That's Brewers first baseman, Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight. Lows in the upper 20s. We'll see a light south breeze. On your Tuesday, sunshine, upper 40s in the afternoon. There will be more clouds, though, gathering Tuesday night. Those will carry over into Wednesday as highs reach the lower 50s. Currently 26 degrees.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So the Kremlin yesterday threatened to fire nuclear missiles at us. Not making that up. This was Dmitry Medvedev, who has taken turns with Putin being president back when they were honoring the Russian Constitution, which term limits the presidency. Then when Putin came back into office, they just changed the Constitution, so he doesn't need Medvedev anymore. But Medvedev is kind of his right-hand guy, right? And this is what he said. He said, attempts to return Russia to the borders of 1991 will lead to only one thing, toward a global war with Western countries using the strategic arsenal of our state in Kyiv, Berlin, London, Washington. He also added that hypersonic missiles would also strike, quote, all other beautiful historical places that have long been included in the flight targets of our nuclear triad. He went on to say, will we have the courage to do this if the disappearance of a thousand-year-old country, our great motherland, is at stake, and the sacrifices made by the people of Russia over the centuries will be in vain? The answer is obvious. In other words, what Medvedev is saying here is that if Russia loses Crimea, which is essentially, I believe, based on everything I'm reading, what they're most flipped out about, because they've got this massive naval base there, you know, in Crimea. If they lose Crimea, they're willing to start a nuclear war over that. Now, I'm skeptical. I don't present myself as some, you know, great scholar or expert on international relations, but I've been on this planet for a few years and you know, have seen this kind of thing go down. And this, by the way, this is not the first time that Putin threatened nuclear weapons. This is, I believe, the third or fourth time, and each time we've called their bluff. You know, if you provide weaponry to the Ukrainians, there'll be nuclear war. We provided weaponry. If you provide them with those HIMARS missile systems, there'll be nuclear war. We provided them with the HIMARS nuclear system, or missile systems. I believe that there was a threat around high-performance jets. I'd have to go back and look. But the bottom line is the Kremlin is basically threatening us. And I'm frankly surprised. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, actually, how this gets handled by Republicans, or if it just gets completely ignored. So far, I haven't seen any mention of this in the media, any prominent mention of it. And I have not heard one word from any Republican. Now, you could see where, you know, somebody like Rand Paul, who has been just openly embracing Putin for years. I mean, you know, he made a secret trip during the Trump presidency from the United States to Moscow to hand deliver to Putin's intelligence services some top secret documents that Donald Trump gave him to carry over there. We still have no idea what those documents were. Was it the 9-inch binder with all the Russian spies and you know, Russian tradecraft that we know about is now missing. Was that it? Is that what Rand Paul took over there? We don't know. But, you know, I could see somebody like Rand Paul coming out and saying, see, guys, I told you, you're playing with fire. You need to just get out of Ukraine and stop funding them and let the Russians move in there and steal a million children and, you know, rape another couple hundred thousand women and you know, murder the young men of military age and steal the country and just let them do it. I mean, that's essentially the message that's coming out of the Trump wing of the GOP right now. And it's kind of a variation on the message that we've been getting from the whole Putin faction, you know, Moscow Mike Johnson and Rand Paul and Mike Lee. And, you know, you've got a bunch of these Republicans now who are just openly embracing Putin. They're saying, to hell with America, to hell with American democracy. You know, democracy is overrated. So what if Ukraine is a democratic republic? We don't care about democracy. We're far more interested in having authoritarianism here, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's a grim one. It's a grim one. And meanwhile, somehow Donald Trump has tied his own death and his legal woes to the death of Alexei Navalny. This is pretty bizarre. Nikki Haley went on fire. First of all, you know, Putin orders Navalny murdered. Navalny gets murdered, dies. A day or two goes by, and Donald Trump doesn't say a word because he's terrified of Vladimir Putin. I mean, Trump is scared to death of Putin. We don't know why. We don't know if he's being blackmailed or if Putin is holding out carrots or if it's, you know, and if he's being blackmailed, is it about the hundreds of millions of dollars that Russian oligarchs and Putin gave him in the 90s when he went bankrupt and the early 2000s? Or is it because they've got the PP tape from when he was in Moscow, you know, with the Miss Universe contest? Or is it something completely unrelated to those things? We don't know. But Trump is terrified of Putin. And so, you know, he didn't say a word after Navalny was killed, until Nikki Haley went on Fox News. My guess is Trump was watching Fox News when this happened, because Nikki Haley went on Fox and Friends, which is Trump's favorite show, and called him out. Just said, you know, he's afraid to say anything about Putin and about Navalny. And in fact, this is exactly what she said. She said Nikki Haley said, it's amazing to me how weak in the knees he is when it comes to Putin, because you look at the fact he has yet to say anything about Navalny's death. Putin murdered him. It's what he does to his political opponents. And Trump has yet to say anything about seizing Russian assets and allowing that money to go to Ukraine. Why would you not want to have those assets seized? It's sitting in Congress. He should be calling for that. He doesn't talk about anything. All he does is go on these late night rants talking about his court cases. And you know, she goes on, right? She says, that's why I continue to say if Donald Trump is the nominee, he can't win. He won't win a general election. The focus we need is how we, you know, quack, quack, quack. And I think she's right. I don't think Donald Trump can win another national election. But that said, once she went on TV and called out Donald Trump for not talking about Navalny, Trump decided, okay, well, what the hell, I got to say something about Navalny. How do I write something over on my Nazi-infested social media site, failing Nazi-infested social media site, that includes Navalny's name, but that won't upset my overlord, Vladimir Putin, right? This is how Trump is thinking. So he writes this. This is what he wrote. This is Trump's finally giving in and acknowledging that Navalny has died. He won't say that Putin killed him, right? He's terrified. Like I said, Donald Trump is terrified of Vladimir Putin. So this is what he wrote. He says, the sudden death of Alexei Navalny has made me more and more aware of what is happening in our country. I said, what? This makes no sense. And then he goes on, you know, now that he's changed the subject, right, from Russia and Putin and Navalny,
He goes, it is a slow, steady progression with crooked radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges leading us down a path to destruction. Open borders, rigged elections, grossly unfair courtroom decisions are destroying America. We are a nation in decline, a failing nation. MAGA 2024. Right. Well, he did mention Navalny's name. He did finally mention Navalny's name. But, yeah. Meanwhile, the Biden campaign has a new ad out that is absolutely fascinating. I will share a portion, a small part of it with you on the other side of this break. It's 14, but it's almost 15 minutes past the hour. And we'll also be picking up your phone calls. A lot going on in the world today, right? Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. Right back with your calls and more of the news of the day in just a moment.
On air, WRJN.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. You use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History Story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History Story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Come back. 20 minutes past the hour. So the Biden administration has a new campaign ad out that is taking it to Trump. You know, the question is, you know, how much impact will this have? Are we just preaching to the choir or not? But here's a clip from that ad, a piece of it.
For 75 years, NATO has been the most important military alliance in the world. It's been the cornerstone of America's security. It's how we won the Cold War and defeated the Soviet Union. And the only time NATO has invoked the sacred commitment of Article 5 was to stand with America after 9/11. Every president since Truman has been a rock-solid supporter of NATO. Except for Donald Trump. Trump wants to walk away from NATO.
There we go. And he goes on and you know, along those lines. But that's, and, you know, Joe Biden won't do that, presumably. So, yeah, we'll see where this goes, right? We'll see where this goes. All righty, let's pick up your calls. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about Taiwan and the tug of war over China wanting to reincorporate it into its overall territory versus the United States' stance on trying to prevent that. I think it should be obvious that Taiwan and China are, you know, part and parcel together, and our interference in the area is causing more geopolitical upset than is necessary. And I think we're, my prediction is we're on the way out of supporting that arrangement. I mean, you know, just to trace back a little bit, it used to be after World War II, the United States pretended that the tiny island of Taiwan called Formosa was China, the government of China. And China, which was taken over by Mao and the Communist Party of China, was not the legitimate ruler of the vast territory of China on the mainland of Eurasia.
Well, our perspective on that, Paul, was pretty straightforward. What we were saying is we will honor and recognize a democratic republic. We would rather not honor and recognize a communist dictatorship. And I'm astonished that you're saying here on this program that a communist dictatorship should take over a democratic nation. I don't get that.
Well, it's hardly a democratic nation if all you're looking at
Taiwan?
You know, it's some
Taiwan has got one of the most vibrant democracies in the world. I've been there many times.
I'm sure you have, and I'm sure they have elections, but
they don't just have elections. Sure. They have a vigorous public debate about policy.
Yeah, but who should get richer? Anyway,
Taiwan is a democratic republic, and just because it, you know, just because it's off the coast of China, Japan's off the coast of China, too. South Korea's off the coast of China. It's actually attached to China. Are you saying that China should take them, too?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about Taiwan and that as an issue. No one is proposing the Philippines and the Japanese to be incorporated into China. Those are your words, not mine. What I'd like to continue to say is simply we're getting out of the Taiwan support business. And how I know is what we're shown. They're building the computer chip fabrication sites not only all over America. Intel wants to put one in Israel. Europe's building them. As soon as we're done building all the computer chip sites that the West needs, Taiwan will be left with obsolete factories. And most of the people in Taiwan that are rich will leave, leaving behind all the people who had a democracy, the same way the British crown left behind everyone in Hong Kong. that had a democracy.
Well, we'll see. I'm really skeptical.
I really don't think it's going to go any other way.
I am very skeptical, Paul, because the people of Taiwan really love democracy. They really love their democracy. They've got a pretty strong military. I realize China could cut them off. They could bring them to their knees in a second. And the only thing that's preventing that is our presence in the region and Taiwan's allies, basically us and Australia. But you know, whether we're going to abandon another democracy or not, I hate to think that we would do that. Paul, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Florindo in Fairfield, Iowa. Hey, Florindo, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I want to say something that probably is familiar to everybody listening, but it's also going to be objectionable to many people, and that is about guns, that ownership of a gun is a license to kill. And the reason I say that is because once we have a loaded gun, nothing can stop us from using it to kill. The only law that would take away the right to shoot somebody is the law against gun ownership.
That doesn't make sense. There's lots of people who own guns and don't go shooting people.
Right. That doesn't mean they can't.
Well, it means they're physically capable of it, but it doesn't mean that they legally can.
No, it doesn't mean that they legally can, but the law against it won't stop them from doing it if they want.
Well, if they want, I mean, that's... But that doesn't mean that they're given a license to kill. But, Well, I'm not sure what the point is you're trying to make here, Florinda. What's your point?
The point is that they outlawed open carry and gun ownership in the Old West and Dodge City and so forth, just to do away with all these. Yeah. But last week, I think it was on Ari Melber on MSNBC. He had the former Secretary of State of the state of Missouri on. About right after the Kansas City Chiefs victory celebration shooting. And the guy said he was very disappointed that there were all these shootings going on because there was only one little law that was preventing more control over guns, and that is a law that was passed by the GOP under Bush, George W. Bush, in the 2000s. Took away the liability of the manufacturer.
Yeah, that's right. It was either 2003 or 2005. And right now there's only two industries in the United States that have absolute immunity from lawsuits around liability: the social media companies and the gun manufacturers. And they're both really messing with us. Thank you, Florinda.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. An atmospheric river pounded California with thunderstorms and hail, but spared the state major damage as there were no tornadoes, which had been forecast as a possibility. Our Carter Evans is in Los Angeles.
On the Sierra, a winter storm warning is in effect until Wednesday. Heavy snow and gusty winds are expected to create blizzard conditions along the highways, making travel across the region dangerous.
Police arrested a 25-year-old fellow student in connection with the shooting deaths of two people found dead in a dorm room at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. School Police Chief Dwayne McCarver.
Today has been a day of healing for our community, or the beginning of healing. We've had a tragic week here at UCCS.
Visitors to the Eiffel Tower are being turned away because of a strike over poor financial management. Tourists planning to visit the tower on Monday were warned of disruptions. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state Senate committee has signed off on three of the governor's appointees to the state's Natural Resources Board. The Senate Committee on Financial Institutions and Sporting Heritage unanimously approved the three appointees Monday. They voted against confirming a fourth appointee. Todd Ames was once the DNR's deputy secretary. All four appointees will still need to have the final approval of the full Senate if they vote to fire Ames as well. It will be the fifth time Republicans have voted to remove an Evers appointee from the Natural Resources Board. The top three most popular specialty license plates in Wisconsin are for collector cars, motorcycles, and hobbyist vehicles. About 367,000 plates were registered in these three categories last year. The Department of Motor Vehicles says more than a half million vehicles in Wisconsin have specialty license plates, most of which require an additional fee and donation to support a cause. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight, lows in the upper 20s. We'll see a light south breeze. On your Tuesday, sunshine, upper 40s in the afternoon. There will be more clouds, though, gathering Tuesday night. Those will carry over into Wednesday as highs reach the lower 50s. Right now, it's 28.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at heartlandreport.com. Check it out. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets, end quote. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxuries with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is Tom, T-H-O-M. CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. John in Poulsbo, Washington. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We talked about this a little bit before, and this is about, and you were talking about this previously. 40% of our population, through some survey, say they would love to have a king. You know, and we talked about that before, but I don't think people understand that we don't get a benevolent king usually.
Right.
Trump, just take a look at the way he's living and the gold around him and everything else, and trying to get his kids and everything involved and, you know, and then work up through the hierarchy and everything. He wants to be king. Is he going to be a benevolent king? He says he is, but everybody doubts that. And when we made our Constitution, we had enough kings.
Yeah, and one person's benevolence is another person's tyranny. I mean, if he's benevolent toward his followers, he's going to be anti-benevolent toward the rest of us, frankly.
Well, he says he's going to be benevolent to his followers, but has he done that? No, he hasn't.
Right.
His main followers he's benevolent to are the very rich, the one percenters, and big corporations. So consequently, you know, this just doesn't work. Our Constitution said we've been there, done that. No, we shouldn't do this again. This just doesn't work for having a king. So you need term limits, Citizens United, and redo the tax code. You know, those are the first three steps Biden should do and be pushing. You know, of course, he better not say anything. He's going to, Congress is going to go berserk if he says something about term limits. You know,
Term limits is a bad idea, John. Term limits strengthens the power of lobbyists, which is why Republicans and the Koch brothers have been pushing term limits for years and years and years.
Do you really think so? I mean, because in my mind,
we've got seven states now that have done it, and the proof is in. It's easily measured. What happens is if you've got long-term members of a legislative body, they become the institutional memory of that body. And when new people come in, you know, get elected, they find a mentor. They hook up with somebody who's been there for a long time and knows where the bodies are buried and where the bathrooms are and how to get things done. When term limits are imposed, particularly relatively short ones, you know, less than 8 years or 12 years, when term limits are imposed, what happens is that institutional memory pretty much vanishes. And as a consequence, the one group of people who have been in place for decades are the lobbyists. They don't go with term limits. And so what happens is the legislators have to increasingly rely on lobbyists for the information that they need to function. It's just, you know, term limits weaken government, weaken democratic governments. But, he hung up. But I'm with you on you know, our tax code. I'm absolutely with you on that. Russell in Bay City, Texas. Hey, Russell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I kind of came up with several other things since I've been listening on hold. But, you know, first thing I wanted to say, and I want to speak in terms of the sanctions and how, you know, we can actually put some pressure on Vladimir. But you know, one thing I didn't understand, and being the nice guy that Joe is, and he's spent his time in government, and you know, is he getting older? Is his mind might not be there? Has he lost his stuff in his body? Or what people don't fail to understand that a speech impediment at early age, which we can't hold that against anybody. But, you know, when it came to DeJoy, you had a caller calling in. He would have been one of the first people that I would have thought Kamala or somebody would have told him, or even Brock, that, hey, man, you got to remove this guy. He's not our friend.
Well,
you know,
the problem is only the postal board of governors can remove the postmaster general. Biden now has a chance to nominate to appoint two new members of the postal board of governors. And I understand that process is moving forward. I wish he would do it a lot faster.
Good, because you know, this was part of the thing. It amazes me how everybody had the awe with Donald. It was basically a failed reality show. Wasn't the mayor, wasn't the governor, hadn't even held an office as a dog catcher, you know. Yeah. And then here he is, down to Putin, and it's just, I hate to say it, but it's also all over the place, Tom. It's just the poop show of all time, just when you can't dream it up, you know. Yeah. But the problem I have is what's the one thing that we see with these dictators, whether it be Ping or whether it be, you know, whoever throughout the planet, it's their money. You got to follow the money trail. You got to follow the clout. You know, they want to be the fame, the fortune. And we had put some pressure on Putin. We saw this with the oligarch and the tariffs and stuff, and he was under a lot of duress. But the problem that I'm seeing now, that things are, I won't say calming down, but through the straits and the oceans, where Indians, you know, from India, they're buying the oil at a 13 times rate. China, I mean, aren't there any sanctions or something we can do to these countries that are actually making Vladimir filthy rich again, which defeats the purpose of what we're doing with Ukraine? And here we're trying to pass bills when the India's refining the oil and selling it back to us in you know, the most diverse places on the country. And here's, we've got our own political party fighting amongst each other, yeah, whether it be, you know, AOC or Tlaib or whoever. You know, we say we're gaining votes, but are we really gaining votes? It's a poop show from hell, Tom. And yeah, and I don't know if we're going to sort it out, but I do know one thing. At some point, and I'm not talking out against Kamala or Joe, but they're going to have to put their big boy pants on. And there's only one way to confront a bully, because it wasn't that long ago that George Bush was sitting there drinking beers and singing songs and yucking it up with Vladimir. So anyway, we've got to confront these bullies head on, and then that's how you deal with them. And you hurt them in their pocket. And until we can do that, because Donald's idea of making America great was to come in and put tariffs and sanctions on all of our allies. And where did that get us? That got us a worldwide virus that somebody had been holding on to. And I firmly believe this.
Okay. Yeah. I got it, Russell. Thank you. Deborah in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Deborah, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Hartman. Thank you for taking my call. I may be a little all over the place, so my apologies before I get started. I'm concerned about the Americans being low, moderate, and informational voters, and that we are not paying attention and probably won't until, say, August or September. I'm taking issue with that a little bit, because we are paying attention. We are listening, at least. We are hearing. We're being bombarded with information every day, all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
We are being told about what Trump and the Republicans are doing. If you're spending a minute telling us what Trump and the Republicans are doing, spend an equal minute telling us what President Biden and what you, the Democratic elected official, is doing. It has been said sometimes voters vote against their own best interest. That's because they're not being informed. President Biden and his administration are talking to us on a national level and representing us on an international, a world stage and level. We have federally elected officials, state, county, city elected. What are you doing? Why are you not talking to us? A caller a couple of minutes ago had mentioned about the internet and how our information could be interfered with. They're still billboards. They're a PSA announcement. Here's a novel idea. They're a town hall. Talk with people. Talk to people. That I think that's where I am. And this just mentioning only abortion rights. No, it's not just abortion rights. It's the rights of Americans. It's our right to have the ability to vote as we want to. Health care, Social Security. And why is Oregon or one of the only states that is mandatory mail-in is
there are five states now, including Utah. So, Deborah, thank you for the call. It's 44 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20,000, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Early.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. We could see it in their behavior. We could see it in their coats. We could see it in the sparkle in their eyes. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. I just want to remind you that the theory of everything is equality.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, if you wanted to boil down to one thought, since we're a country founded in ideas, it's equality. Everything else, freedom, liberty, anything else comes from equality.
At least equality of opportunity.
Of everything. People, whatever it is, it's the biggest strength and the most positive thing in the world that I can think of. Mm. But anyway, this $300 billion that's being held of Russia's, should there be any argument not to give it, hand it over to Ukraine? I mean, the only people opposing it are Japan and a couple other countries whose money it's supposed to go to.
Right.
And the central banks were afraid that if you can't get money from a dictator, it's bad for business. You know.
I think it's also it also contradicts some of the treaties that we've signed. But frankly, I don't know the details of that. I've read that, you know, we can't just give that money to Ukraine. Because technically it's not ours. I mean, it's we've impounded it, but we have not yet completed the legal process to claim it. You know, there's a distinction there. And that could take a long time.
Right. But the other side of it is that they don't need money. They need weapons.
Yep.
And because they're now improvising, building their own weapons, and Europe, they're ramping up production of weapons, we're going to be out of the armaments business, and we won't be able to control it like we did before.
Which may not be a terrible thing.
Yeah. What's that?
It may not be a terrible thing.
Except for whoever controls it is better be responsible.
Well, I think it'll be the Germans and the French. You know, they've got got the largest industrial base. Maybe the British. I'm not sure. But, you know, somebody is. But, I don't think that we're going to, you know, basically surrender that position, Bill. I think that, you know, it's just the question of what can we do with the $300 million. But, you know, with the earlier caller who was saying, you know, give Russia the cluster bombs or whatever they're called that work with the HIMARS rockets. You know, I don't know why we're not doing that. And there's got to be a reason. I mean, it's I just don't know what it is. Bill, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Carl in Greenville, Michigan. Hey, Carl, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was wondering, what do you think of Jamie Raskin's as a presidential candidate?
You know, I wouldn't object to him. I've never seen him, reach for that kind of power, that kind of position. My sense of it is that he's happy where he is. Maybe he would want to end up in the Senate. But I didn't know that he had any presidential ambitions. Why do you ask, Carl?
Well, he seems to have his stuff wired pretty good.
Oh, yeah. He's a very smart man.
He knows the dirt on the Republicans and calls them out on it.
Yep.
Which you don't see from all the other guys sitting around him.
Yeah, no, and this guy's a constitutional law professor. I mean, he knows what he's talking about, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he's calling
out. Hey, I got a quickie for you here on Michigan. We got a guy trying to pass a bill through. He'll probably sneak it through. And what he wants to do is have the Republican head guys pick the people that run for office.
As opposed to primaries, you mean? Go back to the smoke-filled rooms?
Yeah, for the state.
Yeah. For just the GOP or for both parties?
Well, it didn't say in the article in the paper.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Blow up the primaries. As, you know, if you can find out more about it, Carl, you know, let me know, and I'll see what I can do with what I can find on that article. Thank you. Roosevelt in Chicago. Hey, Roosevelt, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Roosevelt.
Three things. I called in 2017 and promoted the concept that Russian money from the fallen Russian Empire in the 90s was going to fund Trump because they saw it as an opportunity to gain power here in revenge for the United States helping them being defeated.
Yeah,
and
they did that.
They said it was due to drug laundering money.
Yeah, well, they were pumping
Trump
money through the NRA.
Money, when he went bankrupt. But the two are not mutually exclusive upon reflection.
Right.
So, you know, it's possible he could have got Russian money through drug laundering.
Well, you know, the NRA laundered money for Donald Trump from Russia.
Yes, it does.
I mean, that's established.
Right.
I don't know why they didn't lose their nonprofit status, but.
Have you heard that George Soros is buying Odyssey?
Is buying what?
Odyssey.
Obviously?
The second largest radio network in America. George Soros is buying Odyssey.
Really?
Yeah.
I know
nothing
about
it. It was in a New York Post article.
Huh. I will. Hey, Sean's shaking her head. Yes, I'll have to look that up. That would be very good news. If they own radio stations.
It
is this a network that owns radio stations?
Right.
Wow.
He'll probably put you on.
Yeah, who knows? Is this the old Cumulus network? Is this, you know, the CBS network became the Cumulus network and that became something else. Is that what this is, or is it? Because I'm not recognizing the name.
Odyssey, Audacy.
Right. Yeah, I'll have to look it up. I don't pay a lot of attention to my own industry. I probably should pay more attention to it. But you know, we're kind of operating in our own little silo here. Roosevelt, thanks for the tip on that. I've got to go look that up now during the break.
Have you heard of the sacrifice zones for the land-based missiles in Nevada, Nebraska?
I have not.
So
I'll have to look that one up too. Roosevelt, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thanks for the tip. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.